Hey guys, it's Melissa, and hope you're doing well. I love my little AudioMo logo that I created, and I'm like, you know, I love consistency, but I just wanted a little change from it. So, but anyway, welcome to my kitchen, actually. I have a brand new Instant Pot, and the lid has decided to try and fall. No, we don't want that.
There we go.
That's stable. It's literally brand new, hasn't been used. So I have to do what they call the water test to make sure that that it works. And then, if all goes according to plan, I'm going to make Hawaiian meatballs. So anyway, I'm doing this water test with my new pot that I just got. Well, I've had it since Christmas, but my old one was still working, and I didn't want to, like, have to throw it away. But I had it for 3 years, and the valve was starting to act kind of funky. So, for those who don't know what an Instant Pot is, it's your all-in-one cooker on steroids. Really, this is what it is. Because it pressure cooks, it sautés, and it, you can do yogurt, you can steam things in here, like steam veggies. It has a steam button. It has a rice cooker. I'm pouring 3 cups into the pot. And there goes my trivet. It just fell into the sink. Lovely. Anyway, so I have to kind of do this without sight, which is a lot of fun. But a couple of my friends who are blind gave me the layout for this model because I'm not used to this model yet. So, I believe... Okay, we need to put it on ceiling. There it goes. So, water test is basically... You basically just... Okay, there you go. I think I got it. So it's all this counting until you get down to zero, and then counting up from that is what I do. So I minus it down to zero, and it does this little double beep. So I've pushed the steam button, and basically you run your pot for 2 minutes just to make sure that your pot's working properly. And if it is, then I can start cooking my Hawaiian meatballs. And I can probably, since I'm in the kitchen today, I will probably do a recording of how to do that. Because, why not? I don't usually do cooking stuff in my kitchen. But apparently, you just, for those who don't know what an Instant Pot is, it's a pressure cooker, or you could saute, you can even air fry. There's an accessory, an air fryer lid. Instant Pot has their own air fryer lid. I still have the old Melfi air fryer lids. But this will work with this new pot because it's stainless steel insert. So we're good with that. But yeah, we got this new pot in my kitchen. And I'm reaching out to all the technical people out there. And I'm wondering, and I'm hoping you can help me. So, this Instant Pot model, I've had it since Christmas. I finally pulled it out because my old one was starting to go crazy. And it happens to be the smart Wi-Fi model. Now, I don't think what's happening is unique because I've heard people have this issue before. But there's maybe a disconnect or an inability to communicate with the Wi-Fi, I'm assuming. So the way you pair your pot to your Wi-Fi is you download the app, you create an account, which I've done, and you pair your pot via there. You click on devices, you click on add a device, and then you go through this, you know, the screen where you have to like push the Wi-Fi button for 3 seconds. You have to secure and name your pot. And then you have to, so you can have multiple pots on your app, which is kind of cool. So, like, if you've got a pot cooking rice or a pot cooking I don't know, chicken or something. I don't know. But you have to, you name your pot, you give it a secure key so that nobody can connect to it unless they know the password. Then you have to connect to a 2.4 gigahertz network. A lot of these smart devices, they use the 2.4 gigahertz networks. So I've connected to it. I even at one point forgot my 5G network on my phone. I forgot the device. I even forgot the 2.4 gigahertz network just to confirm that I had the password correct, which I did. So I reconnected to my 2.4 gig or gigahertz network. I gave the Instant Pot app the network password so it can access the Wi-Fi. And I then continued with a setup, and then once they get Wi-Fi on, you have to go to the network settings again and connect to the connect your phone to the Instant Pot. Once you connect your phone to the Instant Pot, then your phone and your pot are supposedly you know, should sync or pair, or you know, and it will say synchronizing. And I decided to name my pot the Kitchen Witch because, you know, like, you know how the witches have the cauldrons, and it certainly is a magical pot. I had an old one, and I don't know where I would have been without one. It's an amazing experience. Right. So I did everything the app said. I even went into my router to make sure that everything was functioning normally, and it was. I made sure that my 5G was forgotten on my iPhone. I did a reset of the pot to reset its Wi-Fi information. Because, you know, they say sometimes just doing a full reset fixes the issue. Which, for those who have an Instant Pot, if you have an Instant Pot Wi-Fi, a reset is basically performed by holding down your cancel button for 10 seconds until you hear a beep. And then you hold down your Wi-Fi button for 10 seconds until you hear a beep. So I decided that, you know, I would do the reset. I went into the router. So everything is looking good on my end. But for some reason, the pot is giving me a configuration error. There's something wrong with the password. When I know for a fact there's nothing wrong with the password. Because I verified that it works. I went on my router. Everything is working. Everything is working. So, I'm not exactly sure what I have to do now. Some people are saying to disable the 5G network on the router, period. I don't know if that's something that I should do. Some people are saying call Spectrum, which is my internet service provider, and tell them to turn off something called AP isolation. So I've had all these things from, well, it could be just iOS 14, period. iOS 14 is having issues with the Instant Pot Smart Wi-Fi app. If anybody has any suggestions, or if anyone, I'm trying to climb the ladder, so I figure since the Instant Pot reset didn't work, the pot itself is working fine. That's one of the reasons why I'm doing the water test. I want to make sure that the actual pot is doing what it, because you can use the pot without Wi-Fi, but it certainly helps to have Wi-Fi because you can control it with a phone or device that you have ease of access to. Like myself, I have, you know, like a smart speaker. I can just tell the smart speaker to cook for 20 minutes on the Kitchen Witch and it would just do it. And I won't have to worry about inaccessible controls or counting the minutes. Because it can get distracting, because you have to count everything manually. You notice how I had to push this, I had to locate the steam button, find the plus and minus button, which some friends of mine have this Wi-Fi pot, and they gave me some layouts on where some of the buttons are. And I was able to do that, but you have to count because you cannot, you know, you don't know what the display reads. So instead of, you know, that you use the Wi-Fi where you can at least tell the speaker, you know, to do all that stuff. So, Yeah. So that is my technical issue for the day. I wish I knew the answer. If anyone knows the answer, please, please, please give me some questions, comments, anything. And I would be greatly appreciated. So, yeah, I guess that's just what's going on for today. So I'm just waiting and waiting to see if I can get the Wi-Fi working. That's, you know, that's really what I just want to do. So yeah. All right, guys. I should probably go check on this pot. What the heck is this thing doing? I don't know if it started beeping or... Oh, now it's starting to make that steam noise. I wonder if it's come to pressure. Or is it sealed all the way? Oh, no, it's working fine. It's just this thing's never been used. So, here in my kitchen... Oh, yeah, I could definitely smell that plastic never been used smell because, you know, the base and stuff's heating up and... So, yeah. All right. Yeah, definitely something's going on. So, in some way, I kind of miss my old pot, but in the same sense, I'm pretty much in the same predicament. So, it's like, if this one has Wi-Fi, why not make it work? So, yeah. Any comments, any suggestions, anything you guys can offer, I really would appreciate it. Okay? So, thank you so much. And I will be back tomorrow. Take care, and hope you guys have been having a pleasant Audiomo day 14. I'm going to try to stay up for, there's a journaling club, Journaling for Self-Care, on Clubhouse for those that have an invite. I have a few of them left. If there's anyone on Audiomo that perhaps needs them, a Clubhouse account, but you know, that's just, I'm just throwing that out there. But there's a Journaling for Self-Care, and they now have a new self-care that's done because they used to have one at 5 a.m. Pacific time here in California. Oh, the Wi-Fi pot just, or the pot just beeped. So it's now going to start, now that it's come to pressure, it's going to start to count down. But anyway, they've got the Journaling for Self-Care thing on Clubhouse. And now they have people running it in the UK. So... 11 o'clock tonight, my time, 7 a.m. UK time, if you have a Clubhouse. Go up there and journal with us. It's kind of cool. I will try to make it to tonight's, but it's, you know, been quite a day. So everyone, I'm going to go now. Take care, and see you soon. Bye. Have a great day.